Hey guys, welcome back to Mamás Chingonas podcast. Thank you so much for being part of this episode. Today we're going to talk about colon cancer. Colon cancer is huge. It's very dear to my heart. A lot of you who know, my mom passed away from colon cancer in 2012, and she battled it for 6 long years. Unfortunately, when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was already at stage 4. And, she battled with chemotherapy, radiation, the whole nine yards, but unfortunately, she's no longer here. And I have a very great guest on the show today. Her name is Martha. She
Hello.
too, hi, Martha. She too had her mom battle with colon cancer. So Martha, thank you again so much for being part of the
Thank you for
show.
having me.
How are you doing? How are
I'm
you
doing
feeling?
good. I'm feeling so much better. Yesterday, I actually had my follow-up with my GI doctor, and I got the clear that all my scans and all my colonoscopy and everything came back clear. So there's no sign of cancer anywhere, so I'm really happy about that.
Amen. Thank
Thank
God.
you.
Tell us, how old are you?
I'm 23.
So you are a
Yeah.
baby. You are so young. Tell us, how were you able to get a colonoscopy so young?
Well, because my mom, she got colon cancer at a very young age. My mom got colon cancer at 34. And she's had about a 10-year battle with getting colon cancer and then two other different cancers because of it. And my mom was recently diagnosed with Lynch syndrome, and all of her doctors had recommended that me and my brother start getting regular checkups starting at like age 24. And after having my son and stuff, my body changed, and I just really wanted to be on top of my health and my screening. So I kind of had to really go to two different doctors and just really ask and beg for early testing, because unless you're over the age of 50 or 60, it's doctors don't hand out those referrals.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you have taken initiative and done everything you possibly can to make sure that there's no red flags. You know, your mom had colon cancer. I'm sorry to hear that now she's being diagnosed with something else. And I'm just so glad that you're bringing this awareness not only to our podcast and this platform, but also to your social media. You were able to share that, you too got a colonoscopy, and you're so young. And so everyone listening who has someone, a family member who had been diagnosed with colon cancer or is currently battling colon cancer, there's a will, there's a way. So share with us how, what did you do? What are, give us guides and tips of what to do to be able to get colonoscopies very young, because now the more and more patients that are being diagnosed with colon cancer are younger and younger because, it's crazy.
And I think it's a real eye-opener to the world too, to see Chadwick, the actor, die so young of colon cancer. Hopefully this also wake-up calls to not to the doctors too, and to insurance companies, because I have seen doctors in the past and mentioned my mom's history, and them tell me, oh, it's people don't really want to do it because insurance companies aren't going to pay for you, you're too young. But I just had to keep going to doctor and ask, I really need to get this done. It's been recommended to me by my mother's oncologist, and I found a great doctor, the Central Coast Gastrology Medical Group. They actually had two doctors that were totally fine with me getting tested, and I thank God was able to get in to get a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, which is when they go down your throat as well, just for extra precaution. And yeah, I was, thank God I was able to get in there. But I mean, yeah, it's colon cancer. It's, people say it has an age limit, but it really doesn't. Anybody can honestly get it at any time.
And the craziest thing, colon cancer is preventable.
Yes.
Like, colon cancer is the number one leading preventable cause of death.
Yeah, it's
so, I mean, it's so heart-wrenching because so many people get colon cancer.
Yeah.
Because obviously nobody takes the time out of our busy days to get screened.
And we don't,
you know,
think about it.
And it's
older.
Such a silent. And it's such a silent disease too,
yes.
Because most of the time you don't even know you have it, and you have it, and you're living with it for so many years. And unfortunately, that's what happened with my mom. You know, she would see a doctor at a CHC, and she would always complain that she would have stomach pains, and the doctor would just prescribe medication, say it's ulcers, and never truly cared about her patient.
Yeah.
Never said, okay, let's go send you to get a colonoscopy or endoscopy. Let's see what's happening. Never. If, you know, unfortunately, if she would have had a good doctor who actually cared for her patients and not, you know, would see patients back to back for only 10, 15 minutes and then just write prescription left and right, then it would be different. You know, I would have my mom here. So I'm so glad that you're bringing awareness, that you're sharing it on your social media, that you're here on the podcast, because I've been putting it off. I've too been, you know, telling my doctor, like, I need to do something. Like, my mom had it. Like, cancer is big in our family, and I'm not the healthiest person. I don't eat rich, high fibers and just vegetables all the time, which I should. But, you know, it's not easy, especially when you're being raised Hispanic and you have such amazing food. But it's not the healthiest. And so, okay, so you went to go see Central Coast who?
They're called Central Coast Gastroenterology Medical Group. They have offices, I believe, like in SLO, I think even Templeton, and in Pismo. So there's different places where you can go. But
okay.
Yeah, I just went to my, I ended up getting a new doctor. I went to like the CHC, and I thank God he was super nice. And the second I told him my mom's history, he was like, yep, I'll write you a referral. Let's get you in somewhere. Let's start getting you tested for things. And so, you know.
Shout out to that doctor. What's that doctor's
name? Dr. Pham in CHC in Oceano. Yeah, he's a young doctor. He was like, but he was totally here for it. And actually, with my mom being diagnosed with Lynch syndrome, which is a genetic disorder, I need to get my blood tested for that genetic disorder. But that's actually been pretty difficult too, you know, trying to find, you know, a doctor to do that around this area. There's pretty much none that do that. So my mom, she ended up having to like call a doctor in New York or something. So I'm like, we're trying to get that done for me and my brother. Because unfortunately, if I have Lynch syndrome, as like my mother does, my son will have to get tested as well, because it is a genetic disorder.
So tell us, what is Lynch syndrome? I've never heard of it.
It's actually new. So Lynch syndrome wasn't around when my mom first got sick, which my mom got sick around, you know, 2010, 2011, 2012. And it's a genetic disorder that it just makes you prone to certain cancers. And like the number two, like the first two, one is colon cancer, which is very popular with Lynch syndrome. And the other one is cervical cancer, which is really popular with if you're diagnosed with Lynch syndrome. My mom, like in this, her new doctor, she's out of like all the patients, her and somebody else are the only ones that have Lynch syndrome. It's like a super new thing. Like my doctor, he had never even heard about it. Like all the doctors I've talked to, I'm like, oh, they have no idea what Lynch syndrome is. It's pretty much a new thing they found.
And their doctor.
Yeah, and their doctor. So when your doctor goes, what's that? I'm like, what? I have my doctor Googling things. Like it's kind of crazy, but I'm really glad I can, you know, say that it's something that needs, you know, if you're somebody or you have a family member who has been getting prone to getting cancers, get tested for Lynch syndrome, because it's something that's new. And it's something that obviously, you know, my mom at the age of 40, 45, I believe, when she got diagnosed with, it's something that's out there.
So clearly Lynch syndrome is not new. It's been around forever, but scientists and all these medical people are just putting a name to it. They're just, you know. And I'm so glad you're bringing it up and bringing that to the table, because like you're saying, people who have cancer in the family, like there's so many different tests now that we can get tested early to make sure that we don't get it in the future.
And that our children don't get it either, you know, like that's something.
Children don't get it.
I mean, because we could just be past these, you know, like you said, colon cancer, it's something that it doesn't start overnight. You know, colon cancer, you know, my mom, when she was first diagnosed, the tumor they found was the size of a baseball. And they said it must have been growing for the past 10 years. And, you know, before getting diagnosed, she only had pain for 9 months. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's really important that, you know, people be proactive with getting tested and noticing any, you know, differences in your body, any different pains or, you know, routine different, you know, when your body acts different, it's to pay attention to that and to get tested and to know your family history. That's also extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's so true. I mean, so many times we feel pain in a certain place in our body and we don't think too much of it, or we'll be like, oh, it'll go away, and it doesn't, and we just kind of wonder what it is, but we never truly, you know, take attention. And so I think we do need to be more aware of our body, and when we feel pain, you know, write things down, you know, like different symptoms that you're feeling. Because every time, I know when I go to the doctor, it's like, oh, what else was like, you know, like there was something else wrong. Like, you know, I've been sitting in the waiting room for an hour and I kind of forgot like why I'm here.
I hate that. Yeah. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah. It happens. You need to like take note of what's happening, the symptoms you're having, because it's so easy to forget. Yeah. And then these little symptoms are huge to really figure out what condition it is you're actually having. Yeah. So, you know, symptoms are huge.
Yeah.
So that's so crazy about this whole Lynch syndrome. I'm like tripping out, because you can't even find an actual doctor here.
Yeah, to even, you know, because you have to get genetic testing done. And I told my doctor about it. I'm like, well, can you write me a referral so then I can get genetic testing done for this Lynch syndrome? And he's like, I don't even know where I can even get the referral paper. He goes, but I will definitely try. And he's been awesome. Like, he's been calling me. And, you know, I told him, like, I ended up, you know, calling my mom. And mom, she was, you know, I think she was able to find the number actually from what, you know, who she was able to call to get the testing done. But it's just, you know, it's crazy because, you know, over here in the Central Coast, obviously, you know, this is something that's new to the doctors around here, and that, you know, just it's new.
Right.
But yeah.
It's very new. So besides Lynch syndrome, I mean, your mom, she battled colon cancer. Mm-hmm. She did radiation and chemotherapy, or just chemo?
The first round she did, the first time she got sick after surgery, she did chemo for 4 months, and then they took her off of it, and they told her that she would be fine, like cancer free, go on with your life. But then 2 months later, she started getting pain again, and when she went to the doctor, that's when they diagnosed her with stage 4 colon cancer that had spread to her liver. And so after that, my mom had to get a liver resection where they took out half of her liver. And then that's when she got more chemo done. And then she was cancer-free for 9.5 years. And then she, you know, went in for her routine checks. And that's when she got diagnosed with endometrial cancer, where she ended up having to get a full hysterectomy. And then that's when her first time really getting radiation done. And that's when they also found out about her having Lynch syndrome. And that's when her doctors really said, you know what, get your children checked. Like, they need to start getting checked from now on.
Wow, man, what a battle, you know? And it's so sad because your mom, like, she such a sweet, beautiful person.
Thank you.
And it just that because you love so much, especially your mom, go through so much and at such a young age. I just
it's the hardest thing to like see my mom go through that. But I remember when she first got sick, and especially with the type of cancer she got sick with, you know, colon cancer at 34, that's like unheard of. I remember how my friend's parents and how their grandparents reacted, you know, because they were like, what? You know, like barely now at like 50 or 60, we're getting checked for that. You know, how is your mom so young and getting diagnosed with that? Like, that's just, you know, it's crazy. And I think it really brought awareness back then when I was, you know, when I was younger and she first got sick with it, that, you know, it's not just, you know, a lot of people called it the old person cancer, you know, like, but it's not, it can get other people. It's just, yeah.
It can get you young. Yeah, cancer has it's no racist to age at
Yeah,
all.
no age limit for it.
It's so crazy. So your mom, who in her family has it?
So,
Like, how was it not genetic?
my mom wasn't able, she doesn't really know her dad's side of the family, so she's not able to really like figure that stuff out. But on her mom's side, nobody else has, I don't think, has really gotten tested for that. She doesn't really have that big of a family, but I believe she has two female cousins that have gotten hysterectomies because they found like precancerous polyps. And their mom died young of breast cancer. So the cancer obviously like runs on my mom's side, like her mother's side of the family. So but no one else has been diagnosed with Lynch syndrome. But yeah, we definitely think it was on my mom's mother's side for the having the cancer because she lost her aunt at a young age from cancer.
Yeah, it's so scary and so crazy. You know, when you hear cancer, like to me, it's like game over. You know, I don't even like that's like the scariest thing ever because I lived through it with my mom. So I'm so like I don't even know to how to describe it, but you know, you just have to know. You just have to know if you have it so you can deal with it and get it over with and, you know, battle until your last breath if you have to, you
I
know.
mean, getting tests, I did not
It's
want to get
so
tested. You know,
crazy.
I was so scared because I'm like, you know, you're like, what if they do find something? Like, I don't want that to happen to me. But after getting tested, I'm like, it's such a weight off my shoulders. And it's like, you know, I called my mom. And I was like, you know, now we got to get you back in there, you know, start getting tested again. Because unfortunately, because my mom, even though she has the history of cancer, she still has to get the colonoscopies just to make sure the cancer won't come back. Or if it does, she can catch it in time. But it's still just so expensive because, you know, insurance does not cover it. Be until, you know, they say until you're
Oh, it
over. Yeah,
doesn't.
until you're over 60, and most insurance, and that's like pretty much most insurance, they do not cover it. And so it's just, you know, this time I was like, you know, I just have to start getting it done. And I still haven't gotten the bill yet, so I'm scared. But you know, I'm like, I called the insurance.
That is
Yeah, I called
horrible.
the
That
insurance
is
company, and I
horrible.
was like, what am I gonna pay? And then I called the institute that I was getting the work done. I called the doctor's office. I called everybody. I'm like, what's my bill? What's my bill? And they're like, we don't know yet because we haven't done it on somebody your age
Same.
yet. And I'm like, what? Like, they're like, so you, they don't know. And I'm like, well, whatever. Like, it's just, I have to get it done for my peace
It's
of
worth
mind. Yeah,
it,
it's
you
totally
know.
worth it. So,
You can't put a number on you. You know what I mean? Like you yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible that doctors, I mean, that insurances are not covering it because of your age. It's ridiculous and obviously there needs to be more awareness and it needs to change. You know what I mean? Your
Yeah,
mom
just,
was diagnosed at 34.
it's,
I'm sure there's been other patients who've been diagnosed even younger.
You know,
It's so unfortunate. That's
Oh yeah.
horrible.
My mom, when she had gotten sick, and the second time, she had to go to LA, and you know, she was researching, you know, colon cancer and stuff. And there was a young girl at the age of 21 who died of colon cancer because, you know, no doctors really wanted to say, oh yeah, it's colon cancer that you have, because, you know, it's just even though the symptoms are there, they'll just ignore it. They don't want to actually say it's colon cancer because, you know, you get it when you're older, you know. And it's people can get it at any time, and, you know, it doesn't hurt to get tested. That is so bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. So your mom, obviously, she's still young. Mm-hmm. So even if she had colon cancer before, her insurance still won't cover her.
Yeah, she still has to pay pretty much out of pocket if she gets a colonoscopy done. And, you know, so that's just kind of how it is, unfortunately, how it is for over here. It's just, you know, if you get a procedure done that's not covered by your insurance companies, then you just have to pay for it. You know, like your other bills, like, you know, your doctor, seeing your doctor, that can get covered. But the actual procedure where, you know, the colonoscopy, that was not covered. Yeah.
And usually how much does that run, like, for your mom? Do you remember?
If I remember correctly, I want to say my mom, it was like 800, about 800. It could be 800 to 500, you know, depending on the facility you go to as well. And also, it depends on what type of medication they use on you. They, like, put you in a light sleep to, like, you know, so then you're not feeling anything. So it just depends, too, on the place you go and what type of medication they use on you. But I want to say it's around 500 to 800 from when I was, you know, calling and stuff.
Yeah, and it is a lot. I mean, a lot of people can't cough up $500 to $800, but if you have some sort of symptom or someone in your family has had it, it's obviously worth it. It's worth catching it soon instead of waiting until your insurance covers and then your ass has stage 4 colon cancer. And, you know, it's not worth it. Yeah. Trust me, it's not.
Heard, you know, would you rather just pay for the procedure, you know, pay for a funeral? And, like, that's just, you know, it's true, and it puts things into perspective. But, you know, we need to put ourselves first.
So true. I think you have to say that again,
that, you know, would you rather pay for the procedure or pay for your funeral? You know, it's just, you got to put yourself first.
So true. Yeah. I'm so glad you said that. That I think that hits home for a lot of listeners. Man, how was your experience? So you weren't able to feel it. You were able to kind of be put to sleep.
So I was freaking out, and, you know, but the doctors and the nurses were so nice. I went to the Coastal Surgical Institute here in Pismo, and they were so awesome. And they gave me, you know, some medicine in the IV within, like, no joke, 3 seconds. I was sleeping. And I do have to admit, though, I did wake up a little bit in the middle of it, and I just told them, like, it hurts, like, you know, help me. Then they put me back to sleep. I know, it wasn't like pain, but it was just like I woke up and I can,
oh my god,
what the heck is going on? And I mean, my eyes weren't even open, but I was like, and then boom, I went back to sleep. And my mom's like, yeah, she goes, that happened to me too, like, both times. I'm like, what? Like, so, but, you know, like, it's not awful. Like, I would, but obviously I have to go get it a dent again. I have to go every 5 years now to keep getting colonoscopies. So, I mean, it's honestly not the worst thing. It takes like 15 minutes, honestly. Like,
yeah.
So it's not like this big procedure, you know. It's just 15 minutes in the morning, you know, get tested and go home. You're just sleepy the rest of the day. So it's not things too scary. It's not, which is really important. Because I think some people think, like, they hear procedure, or they get like, oh my God, you know. And while I was knocked out, you know, they did biopsies of my colon and my throat. And, you know, I didn't feel anything. There was no soreness. There was no tenderness. There was nothing. It was just, I woke up tired and that was it.
Yeah, that's so good to know, because I would freak out too. Like, oh my God, you know, I mean, nobody wants to go out of their, you know, out of their comfort zone and get all these things done to them. But
so hard.
It has to be done.
I watched a lot of episodes of Grey's Anatomy, but nothing was bad. It was honestly super easy. The hardest part, honestly, about getting colonoscopy is having to drink the Trilite, which is like that medicine that like makes you clean out your system. That was by far the worst thing, but I mean, you're fine. So the night
do you
before,
drink that in the morning or the night before?
I started drinking it at like 6 p.m. the first half of it, the second half at 3 a.m. And then there's like no eating, nothing, no, you know, only can drink clear liquids, only can eat clear liquids. So I just basically had like water, clear Gatorade, and like was sucking on hard candies like the whole day on the 11th. And then at 12, and then on the 12th, I went in on 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was out by like 10:30. It was just, you know, sitting in the waiting room for a little bit, getting, you know, getting ready, and then I was in and out. An entire
wow
day.
So you have to literally fast like an entire afternoon and an entire day.
You have to stop eating any type of nuts, no seeds, to stop taking any anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen or you know, different types of medicines. If you're on any type of medications, I think you have to stop taking them a couple days before. And then like the day before the procedure, it's like eat nothing red, nothing purple, no orange juice, no pineapple juice, no milk, just clear things. And then so it's like a full, it's a full day of fasting. And I was very grumpy that day. And then you have to drink this awful liquid. Then you had to drink an awful liquid.
Who wouldn't be? I know.
I mean, it was bad, but I mean, it's nothing compared to having to deal with like chemo or radiation. Like, you know, like I remember seeing my mom deal with all that stuff. So it's like, I kept thinking, I'm like, okay, I saw her deal with kicking cancer 3 times. Like, I can handle drinking this nasty stuff, you know? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. That is so, it's so worth it.
Oh,
does it kind of taste like, you know, when you're pregnant and you have to go take that blood test and they give you that drink?
To me, it kind of just tasted like water, but with salt in it. Like, it was really salty. And the best way to drink it is to get it really, really, really cold. And so I was like, I got it like super, super cold, and I was drinking it, and like I was chugging it, and then I would do like a chaser with like Sprite or like lemonade, or not lemonade, but like a Gatorade. So that helped me. But I was like, oh my God, I was like, if I can drink alcohol, like I can freaking chug this. Okay. Like I kept having to pep talk myself, like, Marty, get it done and over it.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what an experience. What a journey to have to go through this. And it's so unfortunate. Yeah. Cancer or any disease, man. It's just like, why do you even exist? It's so crazy.
But so
you did
when,
what
like,
you had to do.
For the rest of your life, every 5 years, you know, you're going to have
you
to
did.
Get tested for this. And I'm like, it sucks, but I'm like, you know what, I'm strong. Like, I know I can do it. Like, it's just, you know, I saw my mom be strong. You know, there's so many other people out in the world that battled this disease for, like, you know, how your mom battled it for 6 years. It's just, you know, like, we got a great examples of strong women. So it's easier to do it knowing that we've seen it firsthand, and that we know that, you know, the disease, it's real. You know, it's just good to get tested, and it feels so much better. Like, I feel so much better knowing that I was proactive and I got it done, and that, you know, even though I was only 23 and, you know, people not my age don't normally ask for these type of things, I'm so happy that I got it done and that I, you know, had a doctor that helped me out as well. Yeah.
I'm sure your mom too. She's so grateful that you are as proactive as you are because obviously you've been there for her, during these difficult years of seeing her suffer in pain and through all this chemo and radiation. So I'm sure she's so proud of you for going, more than that extra mile to trying to find out, okay, do I have it? Is it a possibility that I have it? It's quite hard. But what is the difference between, I guess, like, okay, so they did the colonoscopy and then they
Endoscopy.
did the other one. What did you
So,
call it? The endoscopy?
the endoscopy is when they do
What
the
is the
little camera
endoscopy?
down your throat. And it's another way too that they can actually find, I guess colon cancer. And the endoscopy actually takes, the doctor told me that the endoscopy takes like 5 minutes to do. And then, where the colonoscopy takes like, I believe, like 10 to 15 minutes, he said. And so they just basically go down, they went down my throat, they took pictures, and they took what's it called? Oh my God, I'm blanking on the name. They took a piece of my throat to go get tested just to make sure everything's fine. And then where they go through your esophagus, your stomach, and then something else that I don't know how to pronounce. But yeah, that's the endoscopy. And then of course the colonoscopy is when they go up your rectum and then into your bowels and stuff, your intestines and stuff. But yeah.
So much, so much, so much, so much they do in such a little amount of time. I didn't think, like for me, like this whole process, it's been so long. I was young too, my mom was battling it all and stuff. And so it's kind of like, I don't know how to really say, but I didn't think it was that fast. So, if you're listening, you're in and out and it's worth
No, yeah.
every second. And luckily you
Yeah, you
don't really
really
feel
don't, honestly.
anything
Like
and they've
that's what
kind
I
of
want to
put
like
you
let
out.
everybody know is that it's not scary. It's so normal. Like when I was in the waiting room, I swear it was filled with people because it's such an easy procedure that the doctors, it's in and out. Like it's just and it's worth it. I had such anxiety the day before. And after I was done with it, I was like, oh my gosh, Marty, like that was so easy. Like, what the heck? And that's something people need to know. It's just the morning of the day, like you just the day before you have to fast, that sucks. But I mean, it's nothing compared to what happens if they find something bad. And that's the best thing, for cancers, early prevention is, getting things done early. That's the best way to get, find cancers in early stage. And then they also test to find, early prevention. And they also test to make sure there's
Early
no
prevention.
precancerous cells, because they can go and not find a tumor, but there could just be precancerous cells, around, waiting to, get started up. And so it's important to get tested and get on the ball with that because, cancer, it can, and it, another thing is if you have a loved one with cancer, they can get tested to see if it's a genetic cancer. Like with my mom getting it so young and, multiple two different types of cancer, the doctor was like, you know what? Like we can test to see if, your kids are prone to getting cancer. And unfortunately, it was proven that, we are. So that's something that if you do have a loved one or yourself are dealing with cancer, maybe talk to your doctors about that way, you can prevent it with the next generation.
That's the sad part. It's the hard part is knowing that there's a possibility that, your little one can carry on to have a certain disease, which is terrible. But, as long as we try to stay on top of it and if it happens, you know, again, it really,
but
I don't want to say it's not the end of the road, because unfortunately for some people it is, but you still have to have courage to fight whatever it is that's in front of you, you know. And
yesterday when I was, you know, went to the doctor's,
and keep going,
praying that, you know, it was going to, I would be fine, and they wouldn't find anything. So, and thank God, you know, everything came back great. And so, I mean, now I'm like, oh, like, I feel like I can breathe so much better now, knowing that, you know, it just, yeah, I need to start being more proactive with my health. That way, you know, for the next 5 years, other 5 years, I can keep getting clear screenings and stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing better than, you know, getting a result back and knowing you passed. You know, everything's perfectly fine. You're good. You're, you know, you can move on to the next chapter. So that's good. I'm so glad everything went well. What month did you get the test done? Okay. So it kind of took a little bit to get results.
2 weeks after getting tested, so the procedure done. So I got the procedure done on the 12th, and then I called his office 2 weeks later, and they just, yeah, the next available appointment was just September 10th. And I was like, okay, so they're not wanting to see me sooner. I'm pretty sure things are good. But yeah, so it's just, they do want to see you like 2 weeks. I don't know why they want to wait 2 weeks.
Yes,
oh,
right.
They want to wait until they get the biopsies done. That's why. So, you know, they send in biopsies that takes around, I guess, a week or two. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some tests, the turnaround time's a lot quicker, but, you know, I'm sure that kind of month was like, oh my God, I need to know. Like, that's kind of antsy.
They're not, I totally, no, I mean, I would be like, when my boyfriend picked me up from the clinic, I totally was sitting there. I was like, I was super tired, you know, because I was just drugged. The next day I was like, you know, did they make an appointment for me, or was I supposed to make an appointment? Like, I go, what they say? Like, I couldn't remember what the nurses said to me because I was so out of it. And then, you know, he was like, no, they were cool. Like, they were fine. They said everything looked good. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, when I called to make the follow-up appointment, they were like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll just see you on the 10th. I'm like, oh, okay, there we go, September 10th. So I was like, you know, it didn't seem urgent. So I was like, oh, I was already like,
okay. Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Like, you know, like, if it was something bad, they probably would have been like, we need to see you as soon as possible. So that already kind of like, calms me down.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. Man, well, you've given us so much information. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And hopefully you are able to, you know, get all the information in regards to Lynch syndrome. And then we can, you know, talk more about that once you're able to do the genetic testing.
Yeah.
And how you were able to get your hands on it and all that stuff. So,
and, you know, she remembers a lot more than I do with her own journey.
Yes, I would love to have your mom here. You know, she's a cancer survivor. She battled it for a long time, and it's so, you know, so heart-wrenching when somebody has cancer. But luckily she was, you know, able to overcome it, you know, because it's huge. Having to battle with all of it is huge. It's so, so unfortunate, so unnecessary, so terrible. But man, she's so strong. She's here, and she's able to tell her story. So, yeah, I would love to have her on here, and I'm so grateful for you to be on here because you're so young. You're so young. Mm-hmm. You were able to do everything you needed to do to get the test that you needed to get and, you know, make sure you're okay, and just bring more awareness to all of the young people listening that think that, colon cancer, like, that ain't till I'm 50 or 60, but
I mean,
no,
that's the most important thing that,
we never know, you know?
To our bodies too.
So I do. Yeah, I too need to definitely look into. I'm going to take, you know, I take notes of the names who you saw. Yeah. You know, obviously that Dr. Sam seems like he cares. It's so awesome that CHC actually has a doctor that cares. So I'm so happy that you're telling me that you have experience with him, because my mom's doctor was a CHC doctor. And she just obviously didn't do what she had to do. And so I'm glad that they have a good doctor that actually cares for their patients, you know, because there's so many people listening who see, you know, CHCs or the go people to have those really type bad of clinics.
The doctors, so, and it's just like they feel helpless. That's the worst part, is when people feel helpless and, you know, that no one's going to help them.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's so horrible. I recently went to a doctor, and my doctor, like, I never complain about anything, but for whatever reason, I had like three complaints that day, or I had three, and I know I only have time for one, and I can only address one, and you're gonna have to come back. I'm like, really? Because you just want to bill my insurance? Like, that's why? Like, I still need to call my insurance and dispute that charge, that's because that I was like, what? Like, how rude. Yeah. Like, no, what, look, you know, like, this is terrible. Like,
I've seen with my aunt, Angie.
So,
she, you know, she wanted to get tested too, you know, because she she's had stomach issues. And, you know, seeing my mom get sick so young, she had the hardest time getting a doctor to refer her to get a colonoscopy. It was insane. Like, it was the longest time that she kept this going to doctor and doctor and doctor and doctor. And it's just like, you know, someone wants to be proactive on their health, or, you know, ask questions, and, you know, it's why can't the doctors understand that? Like, we've witnessed people with cancer. Like, we don't want to go through that ourselves. It's insane that doctors would be like that.
I know. I was shocked, because I was in the healthcare for 10 years, and to have a doctor only tell that they can address one thing and have to come back for the other. I'm like, you know how long it took me to get an appointment with you? I'm like, first of all, my doctor no longer works here.
Yeah.
And so now I had to see you, a new doctor, and I waited over a month to see you. And I waited in the waiting room for over a damn hour, and I drove 30 minutes to get here, and you're going to tell me that I got to come back? Oh, hell no.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not going back to that office, and I definitely have been putting off calling my Blue Cross and be like, I'm not paying that $150. You can dispute it, because that was the worst experience I've ever had.
I mean, you have a bad experience. So, it's true. Like, people need to complain more. Like, I feel like people, they see doctors and they, you know, they get pushed aside. Like, sometimes you're too shy, or you don't want to say anything because you're like, oh, it's a doctor. Like, you know, there's times when I was younger that I didn't say anything. And now that I'm older, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have spoken.
Yeah, they think that doctors can walk all over you. Yeah. People think that because they're a fucking doctor and they have this degree, they can do as they please. And some doctors, honestly, I have no idea why they're even doctors. Like, I don't care you need to have good bedside manners. Mm-hmm. Like, you are here because you care. Right.
Yeah.
So you need to treat your patients like you care. Like, I don't understand how some people say, oh, I don't care if my doctor doesn't have good bedside manners, as long as they're a good doctor. I'm like, no, my fucking doctor needs good bedside manners, and they need to be a good doctor. So haven't you heard
that in preschool,
treat others how you want to be treated? Like, it's common. Exactly. Yes, we did. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have bedside manners. They're just rude. They're like stuck up because they have this degree. And it's like, no, relax. On the street, we're the same people. Calm down. Like, just because I'm in your practice doesn't you know, like, come on. So, yeah, I mean, if you're having
Yeah.
a bad experience
Oh,
with the
yeah, and
bad
you'll definitely
doctor,
find
please
somebody
move
out there
on.
that will
There's
do a
so
better
many other
job
doctors to
and
try
listen
to,
to you and
you
actually
know.
care.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because I
Yeah.
honestly have never had, besides like my mom's bad experience with her first doctor, but like for
That's
me,
great.
I've always had like great relationships with my
Yeah.
doctor. So I was so upset that my doctor was no longer there. And
So,
then I meet this new one, and
yeah,
she's
that's the
just like,
worst. You're like, ah,
ready to go to her next patient after she just walked in. I'm like, I'm like, you can probably tell other patients this and get
I'm
away with
glad you
it,
spoke
but
up
I'm
for
not
yourself.
letting
Yeah.
you get away with it. Like, this is not okay. Oh, I sometimes speak up a little too much for myself, but we have to. I mean, if we don't defend ourselves or our family, like, who is, you know? People think that they can get away with so much.
I
So
had one bad experience, and it was the
that
first doctor
was
I had asked for, you know, the referral. And she was like, "Oh, are you sure you want it?" Like, kind of like iffy about it. And then I had gotten a pap smear, and you know, obviously my mom, just being at the time, my mom had just finished dealing with her endometrial cancer, you know, which is cervical cancer. I was like, you know, really nervous about my results. And she had, her office had called me and told me I had abnormal results. And I was so scared. I was crying. I was upset. And then the next day, and then the next time I called her office, she was like, or the next time I saw her, she goes, "No, I think yours were fine." I'm like, "Well, I got a call like saying it was abnormal." And she's like, "Oh, maybe I got yours mixed up with another girl." She's like, "I don't know. I don't think so." And she just comes saying, "I don't know. I don't know. I think you're good. I think you're fine." And I'm like, "Lady, you cannot do that." Like, I just like looked at her and I'm like, "No, like, no, like, I'm not coming here ever again." I waited for the end of the appointment. I was like, "I'm not coming here. I'm not going to be a patient of yours. Like, I'm out." Like, that's insane. And thank God I, you know, my new doctor, he was a nurse practitioner. I can't even
what
remember
doctor
her name, but
was
she actually got a letter like a couple
that?
months ago saying that she retired. And I'm like, thank God. Like, no, that was the worst experience I've ever had. Like, I'm like, "You don't say." Yeah. I was like looking at her like, "Lady," like I was
That's
terrified. And she had to tell me
horrible.
like, "No, wait, I think you're good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got yours mixed up with another lady." And I'm like, "What the, like, you can't do that. That's awful." Like, I know
I
she
would have
did.
been like, bitch,
I
go
was
get my
surprised
file,
she
go
didn't
get
look
my
at it. She looked
results,
it up
and
and she said,
let's
"I'm pretty
please
sure. I'm pretty
go
sure."
over
I was like,
them.
"Oh." And so when I got this new doctor, you know, here at the CHC, I told him about it, and he was like, "What the heck? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." He was like, "Oh no, we'll do it. Like, don't even worry about that. Like, we'll go check you." And that everything came back fine, thank God. But he was like, "Oh my God, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard." I'm like, "Right? Like, how that even happen? I don't get it." But yeah.
Wow. That's so crazy. Well, I'm so glad you found a good, great doctor. So everyone who's listening on the Central
Oh, I think it's
Coast,
Sam.
you know who to go see, Dr.
It's like
Sam.
Pham.
That's awesome.
Pham. Yeah, Sam. Sam.
Oh, I want to hear Dr. Sam. Dr.
No,
Pam.
he's, yeah. No, I think he's like, oh gosh, I mean, he's like
He
Asian.
Indian or
I know
what?
that. Don't know what type of Asian, but he's definitely Asian.
Oh,
Yeah.
Asian. Okay.
Yeah, oh, he's like really, you can tell he's a
Asians
young
are
doctor, but
nice.
he's really nice, and he's been really proactive on helping me, so it's been awesome.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
thank you.
great. Well, again, thank you so much for being on here. Is there any tips or advice or
Yeah,
anything else
actually,
you want to touch
so
on
before
before
I
we?
got, you know, tested or this procedure, I had to get COVID testing done. And I'm not gonna lie, I almost canceled everything because I was like, "Nope, I don't want a thing going up my nose." Like, I was like, "No," but I actually got COVID testing done. It was super, super fast, and like, not it didn't was not painful at all. And so, just anybody out there who might be getting procedures done during this whole pandemic, and you have to get COVID testing, it's not painful. It's super fast. Like, it's worth it. Like, don't cancel none of your appointments. Just get the COVID testing. It's super fast and painless. So just wanted to let people know that.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that because I've heard that it is painful and it's like, oh my God, they like shove this knife and stick
I
up
know,
your
I guess
nose,
that's
like
how they
almost
used
to the
to do
back
it,
of your
but
throat or
I went
something.
to a new facility that's across from the it's actually behind the AG hospital, and I was in and out. Like I walked in, they checked my temperature, I told them what I was there for, they like walked me to a room, they like put your head back. Boom, boom. Like, and I was like, they had like a little Q-tip. It went a little bit in. It was 10 seconds in each nostril. And then it was, okay, you're out. And I was like, what the heck? Like, it was like off, a little bit discomfort, but it was no painful. Like, I wasn't crying. I wasn't gagging. Like, nothing like I've seen on the Facebook
Yeah.
videos. No.
Oh, well, that's so good to know. Thank you for sharing. Have
Yeah.
you, do you
Yeah,
know anyone that has had
unfortunately, yeah,
COVID
there's
or that's
some family
suffered
members
from COVID?
that got COVID and had horrible experiences with it, and then they had family members die from it. Actually, one of my best friends, she's a nurse in Norway, and she worked at the COVID hospital over there, and she would call me all the time, telling me really, scary stories and, just how real the sickness is and how, and it's de how debilitating. Disability, I can't say the word, but how, it really is affecting people who have asthma or diabetes, because it is a respiratory sickness that, if you're somebody who has asthma, just take it very serious because, if you already have weak lungs, it'll just, make you even more sick. So that's something that.
Yeah, it is. It is real. It is happening, and so many
Oh,
people
yeah.
don't want to wear a
Yeah.
mask
It's
or
insane. Yeah.
don't really believe in it, and it's like, no, it is real. I've had family
Really?
members that live out
Yeah,
of
that's
town who've
good.
had it too. Luckily, everyone's
That's good.
fine, you know. They
Yeah,
survived it.
it's,
But
yeah. Yeah. It's not, I know a lot of people make it into like
it's
a political
crazy.
issue, and it's like, it's not one when someone you love is sick and in the hospital, and it's scary. And like in my family, I have two little cousins who have really bad asthma, and I'm like, I think about them all the time. I'm like, I just hope they never, that they keep safe and that no one around them is selfish and exposes themselves to COVID just to be around somebody else that is taking precautions. And it's hopefully we'll get over this soon. I talked to my friend who's in Norway. Her country, they're completely recovering, and their stats are down a lot. So it's like hopefully the United States can get there one day. Yeah,
I
exactly.
know,
Yeah.
I know. Hopefully sooner than later, because this is just it's too much.
Oh.
Cool. Well, thanks again for
Yeah,
adding
honestly.
that. Now I'm not afraid to get a COVID test. I haven't been tested yet, and
Yeah, it's
I
so
don't
it's
need it, but you know, I gotta make
yeah.
appointments. So if it's
I
needed,
heard there's
you
a
gotta
fish,
do
I
it.
don't know exactly where, but a place in Slope, but you can get tested
Well,
and you can
thank
get the
you.
results like within the same day in San Luis Obispo. Yeah.
Oh,
Mine
that's awesome.
took
How
two
long did
days to
yours
get back.
take
Two or three
to get
days.
your tests back?
Yeah, just a little bit
Oh,
longer.
okay.
And my
So it
doctor's
took a little
like,
bit.
yeah.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
luckily you knew you didn't have any symptoms or anything like that. Imagine
I
having
know.
symptoms and then taking 3 days
I was
to
so
know
surprised.
whether you have it or
My
not. That's
mom got like,
horrible.
oh, she's like, what happens if it tested
That's
positive? I'm like, how did you
horrible.
say that, mom? I go, I'm fine. Like, I have had zero symptoms. I am not stressing. So, but yeah, having to get, yeah.
Oh man, I'm so not looking forward
Oh
to
my
like
gosh.
December when everybody gets a
It's
cold. Like,
crazy
holy shit,
for reals.
everyone's
Yeah. So
gonna
I'm
be
like,
in line for a
oh, yeah.
COVID
But I'm
test.
like, now that I've gotten it done, I'm like, I've been telling everybody, I'm like, if you have the symptoms, just go get tested. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, we can handle it. It's better to know than,
Yeah, or even if you get a cold, just like stay home, pretend like you got
I'm
COVID,
like,
like
yeah, I'm
don't
staying
get
free. I'm
everybody
like, I've
else
been
sick.
loving the whole distancing thing. I'm like, when things go back to normal, I still don't want nobody in my area. Like, I'm like, I love this whole, like, you keep your germs to yourself, I'll keep my germs to myself. Like, that's
Yeah.
something I think we all need to keep doing even after.
I think wearing the mask like in public places, like when you go to the stores, because there's so many people that do go to the stores when they're sick because they need certain medication, so they gotta go to the pharmacy. So like, we're not getting all those
Cause
bad bacteria and all those bad
you know, I'm like, if
germs,
you go somewhere like
which is good.
CVS or Rite Aid where there's
So
like a pharmacy in store, even Walmart, you know, like you don't know if someone has, you know, like ammonia or if they have, you know, you don't know what they have, you know, cough, you know, whooping cough or who knows. Like, yeah, and they're just walking in and you
or
don't know
even
what
the
they
grocery
have.
stores
That's, yeah.
too. Yeah, like constantly, and
Yeah.
they're constantly actually disinfecting the carts, which is great, because
Yeah.
before it's like, oh, you get your own wipey
Yeah.
and clean only the
The
part you
entire
touch,
thing.
and now
Yeah.
it's like,
That's
no,
like,
they're spraying it
yeah, it's so
the
good. Hopefully,
bottom,
things
which
like that
is
can keep.
good.
If not, I'm like, I had a little mini bottle of Lysol that I spray all over the cart. I'm like,
Yeah, I carry hand sanitizer in my purse, and literally, like,
But
I don't want to say every 2 minutes I'm cleaning my hands,
yeah.
but I'm very, very cautious. Like, when
Yeah.
I'm done with that keypad, once I pay,
Your hand
before I
sanitizer.
touch my card, I gotta disinfect
Yeah.
and throw
Like
it
I
in
got
my
the
purse
wipes, I got
and,
the hand
get
sanitizer, I
out
got the
the
spray.
store. Well, yeah. Everything you have to. You have
Yeah.
to take care of yourself and your family, or else who will?
Thank you.
Well, it was so nice talking to you. I'm sure we'll
Yeah.
be doing another episode. I really appreciate your time. And I
Okay.
would love to have your mom on here whenever she's free. I could talk to her and we can set up time to actually
Yeah,
have a
she'll love it.
cancer survivor on our podcast.
Thank you guys so much for listening to that entire episode. If you ended up listening to the entire episode, I apologize so much. My satellite Wi-Fi, since I live out in the boonies, I didn't have it connected to my extended router. Therefore, obviously, it sounded horrible because it was like we were talking on top of each other. But there were so many good points that I wanted for you guys to listen to. So I didn't want that entire hour to go to waste. Obviously, Martha's time is very important to me, as is my time. So that is why I decided to publish that episode. But again, I apologize. As many of you know, I live out in the mountains and we have horrible, horrible Wi-Fi, and this is like the best that I can do. So I apologize. I'm definitely learning, trying to get better, trying to learn more techniques, trying to find ways where I can use this microphone where you're listening to me now, which I sound amazing compared to just using my phone. So I am trying to figure this all out. It's super, super new, and I apologize. So thank you so much for bearing with me, and you guys are so, so amazing. And also to everybody who voted on my story on Stories That Defy by Montejo, thank you guys so much. I obviously didn't win, but I appreciate you guys so much for listening and watching the video, and for everybody that voted every single day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys stay safe, and we will talk soon. Bye.